The Mets at the Phillies Friday. Before the game, the Phillies announced Pete Mackanin will not return as manager. He agreed to a contract extension to serve as special assistant to the GM, and the first Jose Reyes gets the Mets started against Ben Lively.
Swings and drives one high and deep to right field, and that one is going to go. It is a home run for Jose Reyes, and the Phillies down 1-0, two batters into the ballgame. Bronco 21 homers to lead the club, 70 runs batted in. Three balls and one strike.
And he goes deep.
Well, there you go.
We're going to make you look bad, Johnny.
Yeah, he's going to give the Phillies the lead here, it looks like. Yep, right over the flower bed, a two-run home run for Michael Bronco.
Hansel Robles back to work, a swing and a drive, deep. Center field, and this ball is gone. Jorge Alfaro with that tremendous power of his. It's his fifth home run of the season, a no doubter. And that'll tack on another run for the Phillies. It's now 5-2.
The ball's two strikes in the air to right field. That is well hit. Going back, Aoki, back toward the wall. It is gone. Second solo home run of the inning for the Phillies. They're on top 6-2.
The Phillies take the opening game of their series with the Mets with a 6-2 final. They're 36-37 since the All-Star break. Matt Harvey loses. He's 5-7, lasting four innings, giving up four runs. He finishes the season with a 6.70 ERA, the highest in Mets history. The Phillies take the opening game of their series with the Mets with a 6-2 final as they slug three home runs. They're 36-37 since the All-Star break. After the game, here's their manager, Pete Mackanin.
It was a nice win. Lively pitched well, made a couple of mistakes, gave up the two long balls, but pitched pretty well for six innings. The bullpen, once again, looked outstanding. Morgan, great job. Louis and Ramos pitched well. Home runs, obviously, by Franco, good to see. Get us off to a good start. Alfaro's home run and Cesar, of all people, hit a home run. That was nice to see. Scored the runs, got 10 hits. Swung the bats pretty well. The thing that I noticed that I really liked is a couple things, a 3-6-3 double play by Hoskins and the hustle by Alfaro on that pop-up. That's the kind of thing you like to see, and it's good to see. So that caught my eye, but won a good game. Well, you know what? We still have a lot of confidence in him. I think he needs to make an adjustment, and when he does, I think he's going to be good. You know, I think he's going to really become a better hitter. That's all he's got to do is just be a little more disciplined, not swing as hard. Well, he's got a couple holes that if they can expedite those holes, then he's got to make adjustments. But he looks like he's made big adjustments from the last time I saw him previous to this year. And, you know, he's aggressive at the plate. I like it. He's got power, and he's held his own over 100 at-bats, and he's got five home runs. He's been hitting 300. He's doing a good job.
Saturday's pitching matchup in Game 2 of the series is Seth Lugo for the Mets and Henderson Alvarez for Philadelphia.